Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, Talk Tuners. Lately, I've been making some positive changes in my life, but it definitely wasn't easy, nor did it happen overnight. With the help of talk therapy, I've been able to grow and unlearn behaviors and beliefs that were causing me to feel stuck. Without a healthy mind, being truly happy and at peace is hard. The good news is therapy works. Whatever you need, it's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. And special offer to Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes listeners. You can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at betterhelp.com/Steph and Steph. That's betterhelp.com/Steph and Steph. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast.
Hello, Talk Tuners. Welcome to Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes. We're here with episode 27. How are you doing? How are you, Stephanie?
Hey, Stephanie. I'm doing well. Excited to record this 27th episode. I'm super excited. Everything is good, you know? Our anniversary just passed. We're still going on strong.
Great anniversary episode.
Yeah, man. So thanks, Talk Tuners, for keeping us around. We're having a good time.
Yeah, we are having a good time. For folks who might be new to us or just found us the last anniversary episode, we do a little music-related chit-chat at the top of the episode before getting into the song that we'll be chatting about today. So, Stephanie, I was just thinking about music and movement lately. I recently got invited to a heavy metal yoga class, which sounds like a lot of fun and which I'm pretty excited about, I think especially since sometimes it's like those things can be almost a little too chill. So having kind of a fun soundtrack, I think it's going to be really fun, and I'm excited about that. It made me think also about a punk rope class I used to take in New York, which was punk rock plus jump rope. It was really hardcore, but it was really fun. And I think about, for music fans, these kinds of classes can be really fun. And I know you had your own kind of experiences with that.
Yeah, so I have been dreaming about a metal yoga class for a long time. I have not found one in San Antonio, so definitely please let me know how this one goes. I'm curious to know who they choose.
Me too, right?
Metal has a lot of subgenres, man, so I'm curious to know who they're going to choose.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, like if they're going to fucking play Van Halen and call it metal, count me out. So it's like, I'm curious. I'm really excited. So definitely have to give us a recap about that. And I can only imagine that the punk rope class was super crazy. Was it like 30 minutes? Because my God.
That's
it
intense.
I want to say even 45, and I had to leave halfway through some of it. And it was great soundtrack too, right? Like, it was great old punk. And I was having a really good time, but I remember I was like, cool, I'm going to like take a break. And it was like me and maybe a couple other people, but I was like, peace out, guys. This is actually real tough.
Yeah.
It was real intense. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even jump rope all that well. It would be a waste of money for me. Yoga could totally do that. You know, as far as like, you know, music and movement, I've never taken a specific class like that, but with the Peloton that I do have, they do they're really good about putting together, rides with certain artists and even the strengthening, and depending on, for like Black History Month, they had wonderful artists grouped together for different cycle classes,
cool.
Also for a Pilates class. So
that's awesome.
I'm in tune there, but I've never been to like a studio and lived it. So I'm excited to hear what you got to say about it.
I would love for you to go. So I do hope that the next time you visit, that they still have it over here, because man, that would be so much fun to go together. That's an experience, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I should just start one up in San Antonio. I mean, there's enough metalheads here. We can get real with it. So yeah, I love it. But so awesome. Keep it moving, keep it heavy, keep it healthy. Keep it heavy and healthy. So yeah, today, guys, we are talking about Berlin's metro.
For this, you know, this has a lot of memories and stories attached to it for both of us. It's a really fun one. And I would say out of the Berlin catalog, it's probably a little lesser known, right, than some of the others. And we'll get into, of course, their very popular songs, which I think folks will know. They're big, big chart toppers.
Yeah.
People will know. But I always think about the lyrics. And then I think about the eternal question, where is Berlin? Where is the band Berlin? In this song, where are they, right?
Yeah.
I love to listen to lyrics and figure out what the heck is happening. They have this line that says, I was on a Paris train, I emerged in London rain. So I didn't do too much analysis as I just was boogieing to the song. So I did think for a long time, it's like, oh, it's about the train system in Berlin. Like, this is the band Berlin. I was just thinking, oh, whatever, because I wasn't really thinking about it. So that was, I think, an assumption on my part. But I was thinking, okay, yeah, I have been to Berlin. I visited, and I really enjoyed the Berlin train system when I rode. It was very clean, despite the open drinking by miners, which I guess is a German thing. But I was like, oh, that's where this is set. It's actually not. It's actually not. So we listen to the lyric again. It's on the Paris train. I emerged in London rain. And then I realized it's probably about what is now the Eurostar train, which goes from Paris to London. Mm-hmm. I've taken it before. It's a fast 2-hour ride, a pretty nice experience. So I looked into my theory on that. I was like, oh, okay, the pieces are coming together a little bit. And Genius.com confirmed it. And they said, this song tells the story of a lovelorn lass remembering a lost love as she rides the metro. And it said, ironically, that lyric was written years before the Eurostar high-speed train debuted.
Yeah.
Paris to London route debuted in 1994. So my musical theory was correct, but Berlin, the band, has confirmed that it was about the Paris Metro when they wrote this, and it seems like they were just psychic about the future Eurostar train, because that's a pretty good lyric to have written when that route didn't actually exist.
Yeah, man, I'm impressed you were all about logistics. I just listened to this song and fucking groove, man. I mean, you got into it. All right, I learned something today. And I've only been to Europe once, guys. I went to Copenhagen, so I was nowhere near the Eurostar. So, okay, but good to know whenever I make it over there that I'll ride that, and I'll definitely play the song.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, guys, this song is definitely one of my all-time favorites. And like Stephanie mentioned, it is not one of their most popular. But for me, it feels popular because of the people I hang out with, right? Yeah. But it's a cult classic. And you'll hear this song at, you know, the goth club, the new wave night, synth pop. I mean, it's always playing, always will call the crowd. Everyone will be on the dance floor. And it's something that's known, but it's definitely not popular. However, cool things about this song, though, is that what I learned is the song is published as The Metro and Just Metro. Cool. So it's both. I'm like, okay. All right, because it's kind of like the Ramones, right? We just talked about the Ramones in a couple episodes, and it's like, is it Ramones or the Ramones? It's not the Ramones. It's Ramones.
Right.
So, but for this particular song, you can actually say both, and it's cool. It works. So, and check this out, man. You know, talking about it being a cult classic, I went to this site called Secondhand Songs, and this jam has been remade, recorded, re-recorded at least 17 times by other bands. And that's crazy, first of all, 17 other times. But the notable one that I really want to talk about is System of a Down. So they did a remake of this for the Dracula 2000 soundtrack, which is one of my most favorite soundtracks for nu metal. Fucking dope as shit. Anyway, I'm bringing back the day. But also when, I swear, Stephanie, when we talk about our songs or we're going to talk about on the show, just things happen. I'm driving and on my Sirius, I hear an Alkaline Trio rendition of The Metro. And I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah. I really like those guys. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. They're great too. And so there's a ton of other bands that have covered this song and have titled it The Metro, and some have titled it Metro. Which I find it hilarious. And so, yeah. So this is definitely a very special song. It always puts me in a really good mood, man. So, and of course, as you mentioned, Stephanie, they have their big hit. So I'll let you intro this.
Right. You know, I think about Berlin's other songs and kind of how they came to popularity, especially in the 80s. But I think everyone who probably has a frame of reference for them knows them from Take My Breath Away, from Top Gun, which heavily featured in Top Gun. I think everybody's seen that scene. It was like very much, you know, it's a moment in time before we had kind of a post-ironic, like you watch it now, it's like, man, that is an earnest movie that doesn't really, like, what's even happening? Like, it's not trying to be ironic, but you're watching it and you're like, wow, this is something. So I feel like Berlin fit into that schema, as it were. I had previously said I had no real opinion on this song, but honestly, it's not my favorite. It's a little maudlin. Take My Breath Away is a little maudlin. Mm-hmm. But I think that's probably the song that they're known for. If you think like, I know Berlin? That's probably where you know them for. I think their best song is their track Sex, which is a duet. It's very over the top. It's played a lot of clubs, Stephanie. I think we've maybe talked about that before. It's played like a lot of dance clubs as probably the default Berlin song, but you definitely never heard that one on the radio, but it's not really a radio song, but it's very over the top. It's a very over the top song. Check it out. Go karaoke it for extra points. It's I would say that's maybe their best out of their little catalog, but I know you have your faves too, Stephanie.
Yeah, dude. Well, I absolutely love Top Gun, the movie. It's one of my favorites.
Okay. And my mom.
Man, love that movie. Jeff loves that movie. It's our movie. My brother loves this movie. I'm looking forward to the remake. And yeah, I mean, it's a hilarious movie. It's great. I absolutely love it. So looking forward to watching the remake. But yeah, so I was introduced to them by through that song, Take My Breath Away. And I think the song is nice, but it's nothing that I really jam, you know, that's just not my deal. So I really enjoy their song, No More Words. And that is definitely a chart topper. So that's something that you'll hear on the radio. But again, I mean, honestly, I'm pretty sure that 9 times out of 10, when you say Berlin, you're going to be thinking about Take My Breath Away. If you're not into their catalog, if it's not your style, you know, and maybe even you'd be surprised like me. When I heard the Metro the first time, I was like, that's Berlin?
Right.
That's Take My Breath Away, Berlin?
Right.
What? I was like, whoa, this band's actually cool. But I have a really funny story on Take My Breath Away, and I have to share it with you, Steph, and with the Talk Tuners. So I have a buddy. His name is Beto. Hey, Beto, you listen every now and then. I appreciate your support. We appreciate your support. Well, one of my fondest memories of Beto, when I met him last year, we were working together at a refugee camp. And we were working in not the best, you know, it wasn't a state-of-the-art office or anything like that that we were in. And we were just having a real chill break and we needed some music. And Beto was like, yeah, I'll put some music on. And what does he put on? This song.
It's on Take My Breath Away?
Yes. Out of all the fucking songs you can put on, he puts on this one. And I just fucking died. I'm like, what is going on? Why are we listening to this song?
That is so funny.
And Beto was all serious about it. He's like, I really like this song. And I'm like, hey, it's fine to like this song, but, you know, we're at work, bro. It's not a moment. We're not trying to have a moment. Oh my God. It was hilarious. We had all of our coworkers were cracking up, and that was a good time at the camp. So I had to share that. So yeah, Beto, every time I hear that fucking song, I think about work and it cracks me up. It was a great waste of the day. I told Jeff about it. We laugh. He even laughs about it. But anyway, so that's a little side note on outside of the Stephanie land. But of course, we have our memories as well. So Steph, kick it off.
We do have our memories as well. So when I think about the song Metro, I just think about we would always sing this song while we were riding the New York subway. Like we were riding together. Like we would consistently, we just like could be in a conversation. We'd be like riding on the Metro. So I have really distinct memories of that. And I find that to be really funny. I'm sure the passengers really enjoyed our renditions of that. So we were doing freaking train karaoke. But per the lyrics analysis that we had just covered and went through, be like, oh, which train system are we talking about? What is this? You know, we really made this song about our train system in New York. But I, you know, it makes me think of, you know, if you're a talented songwriter like the group, that they have the talent of making people feel like their music is about the listener's personal surroundings. And I think that they really did that with a song like this, which is a very timeless song and a music video too. It's just it's timeless on purpose, I think.
Yeah, man. I mean, think about how many, for folks that have ever taken public transportation, you know, on a regular, if you lived in big cities like New York, Paris, whatever, and, you know, went to go meet up with a boyfriend or someone that you really liked, you know, this song is about, you know, a relationship. So yeah, I definitely feel like, and for me, I'd get on the train. That was always a time for me to just kind of relax and not think about the, you know, work and the day to day, just let my imagination run. So yeah, definitely love this song. Well, as I mentioned, we said memories, not just memory. So I have a memory of the Metro. And this is way before Steph and I actually went over to Brooklyn. We were living in Jersey City, on the water, right on the Hudson. We could not afford that now, but
this was not even close, man. Not even close.
Yeah. This was, trust me, we're not trust fund babies. We were, we got real lucky. But anyway, we are living in a really badass apartment, which we called the penthouse. And it was, of course, myself, Stephanie, and our dear friend, Gina, and Stephanie's dog, our dear friend, Adrian. So we have plenty of special memories there. And during this time, this was basically when we first got to the city. Steph was there before me, but I came in like maybe 6 months, 8 months afterwards. I don't remember the time frame, but not too long. So I was there. We're all there chilling. And Gina had a computer. I mean, I didn't have a computer yet, y'all. So I'm there on the computer trying to figure out my life, find a job, whatever. What are my next steps? What am I doing on this great side of the country? And I'm having a drinking party for one, for me. And because it's Tuesday, right? Fuck it. It's great. I have no job yet. So, all right. And I'm in New York. So drinking. And I swear, Gina and Stephanie are in like a really deep conversation. And I swear to God, they were listening to some song, right? Because I mean, this was, so the computer was like maybe about 8 feet away from the living room. So we were connected, but not really. So we could have side conversations, but of course we can still hear each other. And I don't know what they were doing. And I was, what I happened to be browse surfing. And I, all of a sudden, I guess I'm on LimeWire. I mean, let's be real. It's back. LimeWire. And then I just fucking bust out. Oh my God, the Metro. And I just record scratched their little scenario there. I was like, hey, guess what we're doing, y'all? Listening to the Metro really fucking loud. I'm a little buzzed and we're all gonna dance. And it was great. I was like, yeah, like who the fuck invited this bitch over? You know, I was like, oh my God, this drunkard. Ah, the Metro, it's Tuesday.
I'm doing it. I do remember, so first of all, that was pretty hilarious. And referring to, of course, our late friend Gina, who we speak about in several episodes. And she was just a very roll with punches person. And I think I remember it's like, we're having a conversation about whatever. And she's just like, oh, Penny started a DJ set in the other room and just like, start like laughing, be like, what are we doing over here? You're like, Metro.
And I think I was drinking like tequila sunrises. What? Oh,
good God.
Lord. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I was 22. Whatever. Funny. So yes, the Metro, I always think about that time when we were chilling, but of course I always think about it just on a train. So I mentioned I went to Copenhagen, they called it the Metro. I'm like, woo, of course. Da-na-na-na. You know, it is, it's stuck. It will always be there anytime I take any type of form of public transportation. And so while we were doing research for this particular episode, I was like, man, what's the difference between Metro and a subway? And I was like, okay, well, New York City has the Metro card, right? And I was like, okay, so I had to dig in. Steph, do you know the difference before I like start talking about my findings?
I think it's interesting because I think I had a belief around these two terms. And I think maybe you've dug to the core of kind of their reality and definitions here, which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, guys. In essence, the Metro is the same as the subway. It's just used in different contexts. But you know what? I like to say, no matter where I'm at, take the train. Because it's either a train, a bus, a cab, or yourself, your feet. Yeah, you can walk or a bike. I don't bike, but for people to do that, yeah, cool. All right. But the Metro is like everybody uses that term, like across the nation, across the globe. So you'll find Metro everywhere. New York City uses subway because sub means under, way means road. And when the subway was first, the train system was first developed, it was in Manhattan. And it was all just underneath the city before they branched out to the other boroughs. And then London has the tube? What?
Yeah.
Okay. But everybody else is going to call Metro. So you know what? The Metro. I don't care what you're saying.
The tube is very nice. I will say that. The tube is really nice.
Is it? All right.
Yeah, well, they keep it pretty clean. Yeah.
Right on. So, you know, and with this is the 80s, man. So with the 80s, you have a song, you're going to have a video. There has to be a video because that was a major point of marketing. Like there was no way around it. And Steph has some knowledge there about their video.
Yeah, definitely check out the video. I know we always implore folks to check out the music video for the songs we're talking about, but this one's really good. It's, as we have mentioned, the lyrics are about this lost love. She talks about a soldier sitting next to her. She talks about thinking about a lost love. And the music video reflects that. I will say, especially around this time, music videos were really literal. They were often conceptual. So it's like, yes, let's literally act out the lyrics. And that's kind of what's happening here. In this music video, it reflects the lyrics very heavily. But in this one, we have lead singer Terry Nunn. She's at focal point of the video. She's, you know, looking back on her life. She's getting introspective. And they've done a lot of takes of this as they sat there and did this filming. They did a lot of takes of it, so much so that it was end of the day. And she ended up getting frustrated and crying. And they had that on camera. And that's actually the take that the director ended up using. It was like, yeah, I wanted there to be like frustration. You're so upset. And this is how it shows through. So if you watch the video, that was unplanned. It wasn't like, oh, now we're going to give you some Visine and do fake tears. It was like she was done with that filming for the day. And she was like, oh my God. And that's what you see. That was the final take. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's definitely interesting, man. All right. Well, I mean, this song definitely is an emotional one. So way to go, Terry. Way to go, director. Pulled it off well. Man, so yeah, guys, this is a good one. If you haven't heard The Metro, go listen to it, and I guarantee you're going to dance a little. You're at least going to shake your leg, because this is definitely one of those jams. Absolutely love it. And and I love The Metro in general. We need to bring one of those to San Antonio, man. So,
I know, right? Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a system for SA as well.
Mm-hmm, like for sure.
In LA. A lot of fun talking about the various aspects of this song today. Just want to say thank you again to Pantheon Network, and thank you to you Talk Tuners. We wanted to just do a few acknowledgments and shout outs for support. We've had some great reviews and great feedback on Twitter as well. In particular, we had a great recent 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and wanted to share that. As you know, for these nice reviews, we'll read them out from time to time. So wanted to acknowledge that because it's really nice. We had this from Ed, the podcast connoisseur, weighing in in April and saying, amazing podcast. It's really enjoyable to experience how both Stephanies are able to create a mini universe with personal stories and trivia based on a single song as a starting point. First of all, that's so nice. And also I love the concept, right, of how he described that.
Yeah.
That's a great way to describe what we do, right? We like kind of take a starting point and we're kind of creating a little mini constellation.
Yeah, that's super cool, man. Thanks, Ed. I appreciate that. We both appreciate that. That really warmed my heart when I saw it. So I always say music is life, right? So it is our little mini universe.
Yeah, so cool. So wanted to say thanks for that. And then we had some great comments from Talk Tuners on Twitter about the Hall & Oates episode. It's a Hall & Oates episode where we talked about You Make My Dreams Come True. Talk Tuner Anthony on Twitter @monkey_noodles said, loved your episode. Used to have Maneater on 45 back in the day. And then eventually bought their greatest hits album on CD and digital. So cool, first of all, to have that collector's item.
Right?
I would love to have that 45. So yeah, so many good hits from Hall & Oates, as we talk about during that episode. So thank you, Anthony, and thank you for your wonderful 5-star review on Good Pods. And we also heard from Latin Jukebox on Twitter, and they said, 5-star episode, thank you. That song, You Make My Dreams Come True, is awesome. It's such a great song, and we totally agree. It's so fun, and just multi-occasion, right? Like, that is a song for any occasion, so I'm a big fan, and just wanted to say thank you again. We're so grateful for the listens, and we're so grateful for the feedback. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, thank you to our network, Pantheon Network. They do a great job at bringing together various music podcasts together. So guys, check it out. Find one. I guarantee you will find a special podcast that hits that maybe that peculiar taste you have, because there really is, they run the gamut with themes. So it's pretty cool. Thank you, Pantheon. And also, hey, something that we just launched, we do have merch available. Hey, and you can get that at stephaniestalktunes.com. We got your summer tank, your coffee mug, your beer glass, whatever you need, we got you. And yeah, so thank you so much for your support. Of course, continue to reach out to us on the socials. You can also email us at stephaniestalktunes@gmail.com. And for the social platforms on IG, FB, and TikTok, we are on @stephaniestalktunes. And then on Twitter, you can find us at @stephaniestalk. This is Stephanie Pena. Thank you so much. It has been a wonderful time as always, and I'll see you for episode 28. Bye now.
I'm out. Stephanie Meyer. See you in 2 weeks. Thanks, Talk Tuners. Bye-bye.
percent of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.